Welcome to American Top 40. This is Casey Kasem, and I'm about to start counting down the 40 top tunes in the USA, the best-selling songs from New England to Hawaii and from Canada to Mexico. Well, there are five brand new songs in the top 40 this week, and we'll hear all of them in this first hour. And in position number 31 is a hit by a superstar who used to wear underwear made of flour sacks and who bought his first suit from a pawn shop. And the countdown begins.
Number 40.
Here's a great new group with their first hit single, the song All Right Now, the group Free. Well, it's time now for the current smash that was written after its composer fell in love with the sound of his doorbell. You see, it all started several months ago while this English superstar was working in his office at 1213 Greek Street in London. Those are the former headquarters of Apple Records. And after Apple dissolved, Paul McCartney took over the suite of offices for his production company. Well, there's a doorbell on the front door of that office. And one day, while Paul was at work inside, someone rang his bell. His American press agent tells us that Paul had never really listened to that bell before. But when he did, it was love at first chime. Paul decided on the spot to write a song around the sound of that doorbell. Now, if you've been wondering about the names of the people Paul is welcoming through his door in this hit, he says they're just names that fit the rhythm and rhyme of the song. So, with the third most popular song in the country this week, here's Paul McCartney and Wings and the hit that was inspired by the doorbell.
Someone knocking at the door, somebody ringing the bell.
Dropped from number 28 to number 39 this week, the Allman Brothers Band with Ramblin' Man. Been around a long time. Next, I have a song about a Tennessee town that's so small, we couldn't find it on a map.
Casey's Coast to Coast.
England Dan and John Ford Coley caught a hold of another hit record. Their follow-up to I'd Really Love to See You Tonight moves up 13 notches this week to 24. Nights Are Forever Without You. Well, now on American Top 40, I have the latest hit by the hottest songwriting team in the country. You know, in the past 28 months, they've placed four songs at number one in the pop charts. And those same four songs also went number one solo. Their names are Harry Wayne Casey and Rick Finch. And their string of super number one hits goes back to July of 74. The first of the four was Rock Your Baby, recorded by George McRae. Then they wrote the first of three number one songs for themselves. Their band recorded Get Down Tonight, and it went to the top of the charts. 3 months later, their band recorded another song, That's the Way I Like It, and it went number one soul and pop. Well, now, of course, I think you've figured out that songwriter Harry Wayne Casey is KC of the Sunshine Band. And a couple of months ago, he and his writing partner Rick Finch had their fourth number one song in the last 28 months. Number one, pop and soul. It's their latest smash. This week at number 23, KC and the Sunshine Band with Shake Your Booty. The ninth most popular song in the USA, moving up seven notches, that was Cher with Dark Lady. Now on AT40, let me answer that interesting letter from Grand Forks, North Dakota, about the fastest-breaking number one hits of the rock era. Listener George Myers heard us mention a couple of weeks ago that two songs in the rock era took 16 weeks to make it to number one. Now he wants to know which song took the least number of weeks to do it. George, one of them was Can't Buy Me Love by the Beatles. It went from number 27 all the way to number one. Now, the other is by an act that's a bit less obvious. He's part actor and part country singer. And in the Western classic High Noon, he was one of the villains who was out to gun down Gary Cooper. He was also a regular in over 100 episodes of a TV series titled Rawhide. But in 1958, what most people knew him for was his crazy novelty hit, which made number one on the chart in its second week. The artist was Sheb Woolley, and his unforgettable song was The Purple People Eater. That and Can't Buy Me Love, the two fastest-breaking number one hits ever. George, it was a good question. Thanks for your letter. Now, back to the countdown. LeBlanc and Carr on American Top 40 with survey song number 31, Falling. Well, there are still five songs in the countdown from the smash soundtrack of Saturday Night Fever. Absolutely the hottest film and the hottest album in the country right now. And the star of that film, who sang none of the songs in it, this week debuts with his own hit single from his latest picture, Grease. At number 30, here's John Travolta in a duet with Olivia Newton-John. You're the One That I Want. From Hollywood, this is Casey Kasem with American Top 40. And now the case of the strange name of the great group with the number one song in the nation. They took the name from a very practical custom of a primitive people, the Aborigines of Australia, who live out in the bush and don't have blankets. So they use their pet dogs to keep warm at night. Usually one or two dogs will do the trick. But occasionally it gets cold enough to be a three-dog night. And they're the hottest act on the charts at the moment. They've got the number one song for the third week in a row. Joy to the World.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog, was a good friend of mine. I never understood a single word he said, but I helped him a drink his wine. And he always had some mighty fine wine. Singing joy.
Six weeks on American Top 40, and the last 3 weeks at number one. Three Dog Night and Joy to the World. Well, that's it, the 40 top-selling songs in the nation this week, and you heard them on AT40. This is Casey Kasem. Hope you'll join me next week, and we'll count down the 40 most popular songs in the USA. Till then, keep your feet in the ground, and keep reaching for the stars.